God is good
all the time.
And all the time,
God is good.
That is his nature. Welcome to Holy Spirit Catholic Church. We have missed and are excited to welcome Father Patrick back to our parish to celebrate Mass with us. Today is the 21st century of ordinary time. The Mass intention today is for the people of our parish. Act now. The 2025-2026 religious ed year for all of Holy Spirit youth is open for signups. Scan the QR code on page 3 of the bulletin. Questions? Contact Anna Mealy, our Director of Religious Education, immediately. Catholic Daughters of the Americas is hosting a mum sale as a fundraiser. Each mum is $25. Pre-order your mum by contacting either Anita Studer or Sue O'Brien or sign up at the back of the church. All males 18 and older from Holy Spirit and St. Edward Parishes are invited to join us at the KC Men's Stag Night on Wednesday, September 3rd. Bring a side dish and enjoy a fun night with your brothers in Christ. Check the bulletin for locations and times. The Order of Christian Initiation for Adults, OCIA, begins this fall. Contact the parish office or Father Patrick if you are an adult over 7 years old and have never been baptized, confirmed, or received the Eucharist. If you know of anyone who would like to become Catholic, ask them to reach out to Father Patrick as soon as possible.
Our opening song is Gather the People, page 305.
The only priest celebrating Mass with you today. We are grateful to have Father Stephen with us from Ghana to worship with us. Father Stephen is the pastor of Christ the King Church in the Archdiocese of Cape Coast, and he is also a passionate farmer. Father is also a university lecturer and also a senior officer in the Ghana Prison Service. Father, you are welcome to worship with us. Friends, let us worship in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
We gather around the table of God to worship as one people with a single purpose, to be united in peace, in the beauty of peace, in the kingdom of God. Let us acknowledge our sinfulness before God and before one another, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. God, who caused the minds of the faithful to unite in a single purpose, grant your people to love what you command and to desire what you promise, that amid the uncertainties of this world, our hearts may be fixed on that place where true gladness is found. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, I know their works and their thoughts, and I come together nations of every language. They shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them. From them I will send fugitives to the nations, to Tarshish, Put and Lud, Mosok, Tubal and Javan, to the distant coastlands, that have never heard of my fame nor seen my glory, and they shall proclaim my glory among the nations. They shall bring all your brothers and sisters from all the nations as an offering to the Lord, on horses and in chariots, in carts and upon mules and dromedaries. To Jerusalem, my holy mountain, says the Lord. Just as the Israelites bring their offering to the house of the Lord in clean vessels, some of these I will take as priests and Levites, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, you have forgotten the exhortation addressed to you as children. My son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord or lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. He scourges every son he acknowledges. Endure your trials as discipline. God treats you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? At the time, all discipline seems a cause not for joy, but for pain. Yet later it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it. So strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet, that what is lame may not be disjointed, but healed. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I am the way, the truth, and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.'
and there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time. I bring you greetings from Ghana, particularly from my mother and my family. For if after communion or just before the offertory, if I am not getting up early enough from my seat, do not think that I am meditating. Maybe I am dozing off. For 3 days, I have been traveling without proper sleep. The second day, I joined Father Stephen, and then we continued our travel, and on the third day, we arrived here just a couple hours ago. But we are glad to join you to worship, and when we got to my house, Leah drove us from the airport. I saw something in my driveway. I have been boasting that I have the best driveway in Creston because my driveway is so big. But when I arrived, I saw my driveway, almost the whole driveway, chalked. And I got up and I was like, what is this? Where is this from? It was beautiful. Wonderful messages, beautiful designs by young and old alike, because I saw some names. And the part that leads to my door is filled with the seven sacraments. The seven sacraments. And Father Stephen's name is chalked over there too. It's written right there in bold chalk. Beautiful colors. And as I came to the church, I was talking about that. That I saw that and that was amazing. That was so cool. And someone said, it was a group idea. It was a group idea. Friends, we are called to be united. We are called to be one people. What kind of unity does God want? What kind of unity does God want? Is it the unity that I have only with the people who speak my language? Is it the unity I have with the people, only the people in my home, my family? Is it the unity that I have with only the people in my workplace? Is it the unity I have with the people who only agree with the ideas that I have, and those who do not agree with my ideas, I am not united with them? Friends, above all, the unity that God wants is for us to be united in a single purpose, that is living in peace with all people in the kingdom of God. This means that Christ is the center of our unity. In the time that Christ walked the face of the earth, some people thought that only a few will be saved, like only Jews will be saved, like only people who claim lineage from Abraham will be saved, and even that one was debatable. But what does Jesus tell them? Strive to go through the narrow door. God calls all of us into his kingdom. But to be part of this kingdom, to enjoy this kingdom, to inherit this kingdom, calls for discipline. We need to discipline our thoughts. We need to discipline our way of living. We need to discipline our world view. Jesus says that many will come from the east and west and dine in the kingdom of God, and you will be cast out, although you have been among the group that listened to the word. Yes, coming to church is good. Being Catholic is good. Being a Christian is good. But do we take this privilege for granted? Do we take this opportunity for granted? Do we count ourselves as children of God who go through the discipline that God gives us, the discipline of forgiving each other, the discipline of opening the door for others to come into our lives, the discipline of proclaiming the good news to the people all over the world, irrespective of language, irrespective of age, irrespective of color, irrespective of the ideas that they have? God desires that all people will live in peace. As we honor God in this assembly, we know that here in our parish, we are trying to do our best to open the door for the kingdom of God to be established in our midst. So we are pursuing the pastoral priority of creating a culture of care and welcome. This can be a wonderful way of pursuing the unity that God wants. Welcoming each other, opening our hearts for others to come into our lives. I have told you over and over again that when we come to church, and especially when someone enters this church, prays with us, and then after mass, the person walks away and nobody walks over to say, hello, how are you, where do you come from? It hurts my heart. But maybe you have not thought of it. Maybe it is not your way. Jesus calls us to proclaim the good news to the whole world. Sometimes it takes a simple hello to preach that good news to the whole world. A simple hello to someone. When we gather here, we all come here with our troubles. We all come here with our problems. We all come here with our burdens. Never judge anyone. Never be afraid to approach your brother, your sister, to say hello. And we are called to go out there to be ambassadors of the unity that is not false solidarity. In this world, we have unity, of course, yes. But sometimes we pursue false solidarity. That is the unity that favors me instead of the unity that favors all. Whatever be your job, whatever be your family, whatever be your position, God has called you to use that to unite all people together in the single purpose of peace, where Christ is the center. As we go home this week, I ask you to ask yourself these two questions. One, what kind of unity do I seek? What kind of unity do I seek? And the second one is this. In what explicit way can I seek the unity that God wants? In what explicit way can I seek the unity that God wants? God is good.
All the time.
And all the time. As children of God, our faith unites us together. Let us therefore profess our faith with the Nicene Creed, page 9 of your Missalette, page 9. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church.
I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead, life of the world to come. Amen.
Friends, we may never come to God's table relying on our own merits, yet we respond with faith to his invitation to all peoples to enter his kingdom. With that humility, let us offer our prayers.
That the church will give fruitful witness to the love and mercy of Jesus Christ, guiding us safely to eternal salvation, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the life of every human person, from conception to natural death, be protected in our laws, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all students and educators, that the new school year be one of joy and growth in mind, body, and spirit through the knowledge and love of God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sacredness of family life, that parents will teach their children Christian values, and these values will not only be taught, but honored and expected, giving young people a moral compass in which to navigate the world we live in, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That favorable weather and bountiful harvest bless the farmers and ranchers who feed our nation and the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the people of our parish family, for whom we offer this Mass, that our community of believers not lose heart under the Lord's discipline and trials, but learn humility, patience, and wisdom through them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the souls in purgatory may be freed and enter into the glory of heaven, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord and Heavenly Father of all peoples, we make these prayers in faith, seeking to respond to the invitation of your Son, our only Savior, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
The ushers will now take up the collection for the support of our parish. Thank you for your continued generosity.
Our offertory song is "O God, You Search Me," page 566.
Thank you.
Pray, my dear brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. O Lord, who gained for yourself a people by adoption through the one sacrifice offered once for all, bestow graciously on us, we pray, the gifts of unity and peace in your church, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For when your children were scattered afar by sin, through the blood of your Son and the power of the Spirit, you gathered them again to yourself, that a people formed as one by the unity of the Trinity, made the body of Christ and the temple of the Holy Spirit, might, to the praise of your manifold wisdom, be manifest as the church. And so, in company with the choirs of angels, we praise you, and with joy we proclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim
therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession, in your presence, we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm, in faith and charity, your pilgrim church on earth, with your servants Leo, our Pope, and William, our Bishop, the order of bishops and all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world, to your departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory. Through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is new.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Beloved, at the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
As God's children, united with one and all, let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Our communion song is Worthy is the Lamb, page 596.
worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor and glory. Worthy are the ones who believe to receive the goodness of God. Worthy are you, O Paschal Lamb. Wisdom and strength belong now to you. You laid down your life and died upon the cross. We become a people of hope. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor and glory. Worthy are the ones who believe to receive the goodness of God. Worthy are you, salvation and joy belong now to us by conquering death and rising to new life. We become a people of praise. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor and glory. Worthy are the ones who believe to receive the goodness of God. Worthy are you, O risen Christ, wonders and signs revealing your might, your power and glory shine upon our lives. We become your light for the world. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor.
Let us pray. Complete within us, O Lord, we pray, the healing work of your mercy, and graciously perfect and sustain us, so that in all things we may please you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated for a moment. So before I left for vacation to Ghana, I informed you that Father Stephen will join us for vacation also. So here he is, Father Stephen. He is with us. We both arrived this afternoon, and he's going to stay with us until the 23rd of September, September 23rd. He's here with you and for you. The only time that he will not be available, I'll take him with me, is for the to the pilgrimage in New York, September 4th till 8th. So apart from that time, you can just take him with you wherever you go. Yes, wherever you go, just take him with you. If you cannot find him, you can ask me, I'll show you where he is. Yes. By the way, he's staying with me in the beautiful rectory that you have given me. So that is where both of us are staying. And especially he likes to go to the farm. I mean, the day we started traveling, we were going to the airport, he had to go to the farm. I had to go and fetch him from the farm. That, Father, please, it is time, let us go. So please get him around, have conversations with him. He's a great guy. He's my senior. He was ordained before me, and I remember when I went to the seminary to take the interview, he was already there. My first time going to the city, I was so shy and so timid. And I remember one thing you told me. I'm not sure if you remember it. You said, Patrick Bolife, I'll not explain this. When you meet him, ask him what he meant by Patrick Bolife. It is a Ghanaian language. Can you say that, Patrick Bolife? Can you say it? Yes, as for life, you know, right? Yes, life. So the other word is bo. That one you don't understand. When you meet him, ask him what he meant by telling me the first day I went to the seminary to take the interview. I was so timid and shy, coming from the village, never having been to the city before. And he was like, Patrick, but life. He gave me footwear, slippers to wear. He showed me the bathroom, where it was. He made me welcome, everything. And in the end, I happened to join him in the seminary. We were both from the same parish anyway, but I had never met him until that day, although we were both from the same parish. So please thank him for me. If I am a priest today, he's one of the reasons. And even today, he still is an inspirer to me. He is a kind of a mentor. I can do only a wee bit of what he does, but I am really, really proud to be here to worship with him in the same sanctuary. So thank you, Father Stephen. He's like my brother. The Lord be with you. May the blessings of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your lives.
Thanks be to God.
Our recessional song is Through the Mountains May Fall, page 575. Through the mountains may fall and the hills turn to dust, yet the love of the Lord will stand as a shelter for all who will call on his name, sing the praise and the glory of God. Could the Lord ever leave you?
Please kneel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We fly to thy patronage. O Holy Mother of God, despise not our prayers and our necessities, but ever deliver us from all dangers. O glorious and blessed Virgin, Mary, Seat of Wisdom,
pray for us.
Health of the sick,
pray for us.
Hope of pilgrims,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please be seated as I do a post-communion song. Lord, I consume your body. Lord, I consume your blood. Now,
Lord Jesus, consume my heart. Now, Lord Jesus, consume my heart. Oh, Lord Jesus, come. Only this I pray, let your grace abound. This world will pass away. Lord, renew my strength and consume my heart. Lord, I consume your body. Lord, I consume your blood. Now, Lord Jesus, consume my heart. Now, Lord Jesus, consume my heart. Even though I fall, even though I am weak, you'll always be my remedy. Lord, renew my strength and consume my heart. Lord, I consume your body. Sing with me. Lord, I consume your blood. Now, Lord Jesus, consume my heart. Now, Lord Jesus, consume my heart. Now, Lord Jesus, consume my heart.